So earlier, my family and I were all sitting down watching a movie, and halfway through the movie, we looked out on our back porch as we were doing some work out there earlier, and we saw a stray cat come walking into the back porch, just kind of scoping it out. And so, you know, obviously we opened up the door and the cat, like, skittered away. But we naturally, as any sane person would do, got some food and made a little bed because it's extremely cold out. And if the cat comes back, we will, you know, give it some food and give it some shelter, you know, get it out of the wind and cold and stuff like that. It's got, like, blankets and everything in there. And it may or may not be our cat after that. I don't know.
Possibly stealing somebody else's cat.
We did have to tell Medley that we would have to check with the neighbors to make sure it wasn't one of their cats. But
oh yeah, I was gonna say, I was like, you do live across the woods from another neighborhood.
Yeah, it would be quite a few people we'd be asking. But it reminded me of the situation you guys are in now. And why haven't you guys tried to adopt any of these Ouroboroxes yet?
Aw, they are tiny and compact, if not heavy. They make good little backpack companions.
Yeah.
Little dense murder. They have, their eight legs or something?
Yeah, eight legs, yeah.
Yeah, they have murder mittens, all of them.
eight sets of murder mittens.
I want to know what cruel god made these.
Yeah, it's like you're a cat and a centipede and, like, a professional boxer.
That's all, 200 pounds of pure muscle and claws. Yeah. But it reminded me of, I don't know how many times you guys have experienced this in, like, home games or whatever, but have you ever done the thing where players just immediately adopt, like, any small creature that they, like, come across?
Like we did to Pippin's Arf.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Pippin's Arf.
Yeah. Could beat him, but no. We took him in.
Man, if we had a more nature inclined character at the beginning of this adventure, we could have done some pep stuff with Big Bumble.
Oh man,
yep.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Elk, you know, we didn't give Elk a chance to maybe get that bear to like us, but I don't know if that's your strength.
Not really at the time, and I did enough that it didn't attack us, basically, because mm-hmm. yes. we gave it food, and it basically was like, "All right, I'm out," and we were like. Perfect. It's fine.
He was like, "See, I'm a fucking bear."
Yeah, pretty much. I ain't fucking around with a. Was it? Is it just a bear or a dire bear?
It was just a regular bear, but you guys are low level, so.
Like, you know, there's like a druid out there in some person's campaign that, like, their animal companion died and they went back and they bonded with Big Bumble. Like, you know that somebody did that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe, I would wager to do this that if somebody made a druid, I would be like, if you haven't decided on an animal companion yet, maybe wait, because that is pretty early. You know what I mean?
Oh, like a character creation, like you don't like right. they come in kind of without an animal.
Yeah.
What level were we at the time? Because I know in druids, like, while it took level 6 for rangers to get this for mature animal companion, I think level 4 is druids. So,
I think so. I don't know if you guys would have been at that point, but...
I think we were at level...
I want to say three. Yeah, probably three at that point, yeah.
So close.
Yeah. It all depends on which direction you go, because the book actually says for every wing that they do of the... there's a certain, like, milestone of, like, when you progress in levels, and it depends on, like, what wing of the Citadel you finish. So you could have been a high enough level as a druid to, like, make that your animal companion, but, God, the idea there would have been so cool, though.
Probably would have pissed the goblins off, though.
Yeah, right. No, that's our Bumble.
Nope, not anymore.
That's our mascot.
They stole the bear.
Roll initiative.
They stole the bear. That's our bear. We won that.
They stole the bear that we trapped in a room and didn't feed. Yes.
I do like to think about there was a more nature inclined party to, like, going throughout the Mwangi. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we sort of Elk did the same good. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Befriended or didn't befriend, but that God, what the hell was that dinosaur? Wasn't actually a dinosaur, if I remember.
Dinosuchus?
Was that
The Mokele Bembe?
Oh, that thing, yeah.
Yeah, that thing, yeah.
Technically not a dinosaur, I think, from what you said.
I think it was reptilian. I don't think it was technically a dinosaur. I can see.
Yeah, a huge reptile or a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just remember that was also the same thing. It was just like, well, we can't befriend it, but we didn't die. So it's a win. And then we had Elbow to help against the elephants. So
right, yeah. And so many opportunities. But yeah, you guys just didn't adopt any of them. But I know in plenty of games that the players just, they have this need, I think, is naturally, like, you know, natural animal lovers, that they find a small creature and they're just like, that's just mine now. Players just, they just want to adopt every little thing that they come across sometimes.
In our 5e game, our DM has given me like 1,000 different opportunities to get pets. He was like, all right, so you've got your wizard familiar. I'm giving you a giant shark dog and a living plant that you will interact with none of them.
Yeah.
I constantly forget I have them.
I know. When you have so many, it's just like, I can't keep track of all these. Care about
start,
them.
Start launching them like little battle grenades.
Yo!
Like Pokemon.
Fight for me! Die for me!
But some of you will die, and that is a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Timeless.
So speaking of, some of us may die.
Yeah.
I was. If you see me looking over at any point during the session, and if any of you listeners hear the other guys go, "Oh, Jake just got up and walked away," it's because there's a cat in my front, on my back porch, and I'm going to go get it.
And then Jake comes back with giant scratches on his face. He's like, "Guys, I think I'm as God it's trust."
Guys, all right. Next time I'll get it. I'll earn its love and trust next time.
You should really disinfect those wounds.
But yeah, no one's done a handle animal check on these things yet, so we don't know how exactly this episode is going to go.
I think it's too late for that right now.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think so.
Did anyone bring catnip?
We brought the anus.
Oddly, believe it or not, does not smell like catnip.
Hmm.
Yeah, I didn't expect it. Didn't expect it to.
You know.
All right, so let's get into the episode. But I want to talk about what happened at the very end, because we ended on a little flashback with Grimshaw. And you said that you wanted that precursor to happen at a very, very specific time. For what, Tim? Because it is your turn.
So as in the flashback, there was kind of like a theme of like a loud thrumming in Grimshaw's mind, and in this moment the thrumming is back. It's like a wob 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 wob, and this thrumming isn't without like physiological effect. Like he's like, it's like a pain, like a headache, a migraine, just something like piercing, just this wom wom wom, and he pushes past the pain. He doesn't really know in this moment why he's feeling this way, and he feels really split, knowing that he wants to hold the front line with Benson, but he also wants to attack the creature to the south, because there's just so many status penalties stacked on him right now.
Yep, it is. Yeah, it's frightened too and blinded, so yeah, it's got quite a few.
Mm-hmm. So against his better judgment, he is leaving the front line, and as he approaches the creature, and he lashes out with a strike of the Morningstar Milani...
That is a cracked die. Ooh, it was between a 9 and a 19. I hate that.
God.
All right, let's try this again. Morningstar Milani. And that's just another good story moment ruined by the dice. A 22 to hit.
Yeah, that is unfortunately a miss, even with
that
it.
That is a miss. Yep. And as he swings and he misses, the thrumming just keeps going. And maybe that's why he misses. He's in so much pain right now. And the thrumming clarifies into a deep, ominous voice that bellows in his mind. Do both! And as this sound, as the sound in his mind is like cascading into this clarification, a portal in time tears open. It sounds like the air molecules are tearing apart, maybe like a thousand voices screaming. Grimshaw is sucked into the portal and gets spit right back where he was at the front line with Benson. None of you guys don't see the portal. You don't hear the screeching voices, like the air, the vacuum of time and space being torn asunder. You see Grimshaw stride up to the thing.
Ormvorax.
He stride up to the Ormvorax, misses strike, and then he just suddenly reappears right back where he was. Okay. As Grimshaw does a reversing charge.
So we just see you like glitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
you could have sworn he just went up there to strike this creature, but he's just back where he was.
Oh, Grimshaw's rubber banding.
Your ping's too high. Your ping's too high.
His ping's at 400. Oh, God.
All right.
That bitch just did the time warp.
And that was only two actions. You get a stride, a strike, and you get flipped back to where you were for two actions. Damn. So with my last action, I'm going to strike the Ormvorax sets adjacent to me. So only minus five with this one.
Yep, and then this one is frightened one, so its AC isn't quite as high. But
yes, indeed. Oh, why couldn't I gotten this roll? I don't even know if this roll's going to hit. I got a 29.
A 29, that is just a hit, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Because of the frightened.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I believe that was Benson that frightened the one in front, so thank you, Benson.
Actually, that was from Kelly's frightened. Or Kessler's frightened.
Thank you, Kelly. That is 16 points of piercing damage. Slam.
All right. Very, very cool. When I was looking over some of the archetype things there, I was kind of hoping you didn't pick that one, but you did.
Like more mobility for my champion.
But, I hate that one.
I hate this so much.
The fuck?
Bullshit. Hey, Armaday, have you updated the patches?
The champion, he's a goddamn time wizard.
The Chrono Champion is what they call it.
Chrono Champion.
That's cool.
See?
It is actually kind of cool.
It's in there. It's all there.
It writes itself.
Well, currently making my character a Chrono Champion.
Does that make Link a Chrono Champion because he's the hero of time?
Oh, dang.
Yes. Yes, he does. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Hero of time, Chrono Champion. They're synonymous, you know. So it comes to the Ormvorax's turn. So this is the one that is frightened to and blind, but it is directly in front of Kezra. So he is going to make the DC 5 check in order to strike out at you, Kelly. That is a 3 on the DC 5, so he does not do it.
Holy shit.
Wait,
he's blind, right?
Yeah, he's blind, yeah. So,
well, I mean, it would be a DC 11. For blind, right?
Even worse then.
Yeah.
All right, then he'll try again. It's good. Can't do much else here. I did say that the stinky butthole is keeping his scent from helping him here. So
I thought if he fails that check or something, I thought that was pretty much it.
No.
Oh yeah. It's per attack. You have to make it.
Oh, I thought it was like at the beginning. If you missed the one,
I think we got corrected on that one.
Okay.
Okay.
So then he will try to attack again. To DC 18 18 on the flat check there. So he will be able to get this one off. So this is going to be a let's see. This is going to be a jaw strike on you. Frightened 2. Wait, is this with map? It would be with map, right? Because he did technically attack. Okay. Let me do that then. 19 total to hit.
Me,
imagine,
right?
That's a misser.
No.
Yep. Yep, I imagine so. And then that is... he'll try again. Just because swinging out 15 on the flat check. to see if he can do anything with his last attack. 13 total. Holy crap, those were terrible numbers.
Big ol' crit fail.
Big ol' crit fail. So he's blinded, so he does a thing where he's, like, wiping his eyes, like, trying to, like, you know, he thinks he can, like, wipe it off, whatever he's trying to do. And realizing that, he just starts flailing back and forth, trying to hit you, but he managed to step back a few times. Alright. Sir Benson Black.
Alright. Big Benson. Big old Benson.
Big
we'll
Benson.
Take a,
Big Buddy Benson.
He will take a swing at the one in front of Kezera, because it is the most disadvantaged.
Big Ben taking a swing clockwise.
38.
38, and this is the one... which? The one blind one?
Mm-hmm.
What was your total?
38.
Yeah, that's great.
Let's go! Oh, Big boy. Benson is mad.
This thing's in trouble. Don't forget your plus two.
And it's already calculated in if he's using Foundry. Yep. Thank you, Foundry.
Oh, yes, it's just a... Damn it, I accidentally clicked off my character sheet. Oh, shit.
I was just so excited.
I didn't shit now.
Help, John's falling over and can't get up.
Holy shit, 38 points of damage.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Damn.
Ooh,
solid damage.
So and juicy. Swing again. 28.
28, that is exactly a hit.
Oh my gosh.
Benson stuff. Doesn't give a fuck. 20 points of damage.
Oh my god,
man. And fuck it, we're going for the fences.
Yes!
Do it.
26, so probably not.
That is a miss. That one. That was a miss.
That was some quality attack rolls there.
Yeah.
Alright, and that was your last attack?
That was my last attack.
Okay, so the Orym Vorax that is to the top right, the northeast, it is going to... sees that its friend is in trouble, but it also saw Benson attack it, so I think it will take a step up and then try to attack Benson. So it's going to do two... It's gonna be two actions here to hit you. So the first one is gonna be a jaw strike. That's gonna be a 33 to hit.
That's exactly my AC.
All right. So let me go ahead and do some damage. It's gonna be 34 points of jaw damage, piercing damage.
Gosh. It's going to be 30 points of piercing damage.
Actually, it's only going to be 18 points of piercing damage as a liberating step frees you from some of this pain, and you can take a free step if you'd like.
I'm pretty happy where I am.
I don't understand.
How much damage did you say that was going to be?
It's going to be 12 less, so you took 30, so it's only 18 points of damage.
I don't understand how you're ever going to kill these two champions.
I know.
I know, right? This is kind of so frustrating. It's kind of disgusting.
That's just terrible.
Just wait till I get will saves on you, goddammit.
See, and this is exactly what John deals with in reality with Raffi.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. okay. So on its last action, it's going to do something called gnaw metal. The Orym Vorax makes a jaw strike against your creature. It would have to grab first. Okay, so it's going to use its last action to grab you then.
Wait. That's lame.
Why?
Because I already used my liberating step.
I know.
I just think that's lame, that's all.
your input just, is noted.
Thank you.
Because you're in the party, Tim, it can only have me for one round. We're fine.
I know, but
I object to this being bad for my character.
Wait, if I had known the future, I would have done something different.
I do know the future, that's the thing.
Come on, Todd Wizard.
Didn't the Chrono Worm tell me this? Whisper in my little ear.
Alright, so that was the Orym Vorax's turn. He takes a step up, bites into Benson's arm, and latches. So it comes to Halika's turn. Has anyone taken some serious damage?
No.
No.
Well, according to this elk, he's down by like 40 HP.
Alright, he will throw a heal at you.
That's a good move.
Yeah. 40 HP, it's practically dead.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's hella HP right there.
Hey, guys. So this is going to be... Oh, wow, that was... hold on. So, 18... it's 27 plus 24, so... 51 points of healing to you.
God damn.
That's really good, actually.
That was really good rolls, yeah.
Adelar approved. Yep. Yeah.
the seal of approval.
The Adelar seal of approval.
Adelar up above is like, only heal the DPS.
And then he is going to cast Guidance on Benson, saying that you are now grappled.
So you
get a guidance for whatever you fit, care to use that for. And that'll be his turn. Kezra, it's your turn.
Okay. Kezra is going to... He's going to go reposition himself. Right here. Oops. Right there.
Almost as if he's getting two of them in a line.
Yes, yep. Yes. So Kezra, you've walked into the barn.
Yep.
Smelling the gore from what these things have done to the pigs that were left here, as well as the bottle. But you do have two of them in a line, I see.
Yes, Kezra runs around Grimshaw, gets into... Well, I get them in a straight line, the two northern Orax, and I will cast Dragon Breath.
Right.
Blue scales cover his body, and just gout of lightning comes out against probably their best save.
Ironically, no.
They are 200 pounds.
Probably 4-2.
They're beefy.
Doesn't matter when I roll like that. 33 for the first one.
Regular success.
All right, and then this is going to be a 32.
All right, regular success, and didn't roll well for damage at all, so 11.
11. Okay.
Yep, 11. That's definitely something.
That is something. That is a number.
That is factually not nothing.
That is a prime number.
I got Tim with that way harder than I thought it would. I thought that was at least a B-tier joke.
We need more math jokes for Tim.
That's it. Always gets me.
Always gets you. All right. So the Orym Vorax that you just hit with the lightning bolt, he is going to turn around and go into you.
Oh no!
So it is going to do a. Let's see. So it can't. It has a grab attached to its abilities, but I would love to just make an actual just like grab attempt.
Athletics,
I guess.
I was gonna say, is that a thing where you could just try to like pounce on Kezra here?
You can just grab someone.
Yeah, I can do it.
Sure, it is.
Just grab people, Jake.
Is it trained in athletics? I mean, I don't think it needs to.
Yeah, it's definitely trained in athletics.
Yeah, that it can.
Is this wild creature that
it is
down
a monster,
animals?
My guy.
Yeah. So what's really funny is that they have the there's the modifier for swim, like that's an option I can click on. All right, fine. So that is gonna be a 40 total to grab you.
Jeez. Gets my fortitude DC.
Yep.
Exactly a crit.
Exactly a crit. Okay.
This is awful.
Yeah, it's not good. So that was the first action. So does that make you prone or like what does that do as a critical?
It makes you immobilize, I believe.
Immobilize. Okay. Okay. So in which case, it's not going to change its thing here, but it might change whatever your defenses are. So it's going to do something called Rapid Rake. The Orym Vorax makes four claw strikes against a creature it has grabbed.
I'm actually restrained, not grabbed.
Yes, restrained. Okay, so slightly worse then.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So first attack. So including the map because the map does come into effect here. Natural one. Natural one on the claw.
Jake brought the shitty rolls today.
Saved by Jake's shitty rolls.
I know.
All right. Well, that's stupid. Well, it's all right. Pinched nerve. Until healed, you take a minus 10-foot penalty to land speed and are clumsy one.
Okay. All right. So I'll put clumsy one on the speed. Isn't going to matter really, but so clumsy.
Does clumsy affect AC?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, something.
Yeah. Well, in if it's based on dex, yeah. Okay. So.
They're not wearing.
Danny's going to make. No, but all right. So it's going to be last three attacks. So let's see if any of these do anything.
Wait, three attacks?
Oh, yes. God. rapid rake makes four attacks.
Oh shit!
So the map still affects though. So the map still goes into effect. So it's still going to be like the last two at least are going to be at the minus 10.
Yeah, but it's Kezra, so it's,
right, yeah, it's or minus 8 because these are agile claws.
That just means he has to beat a 10.
28.
That is a hit.
All right. It's going to be 19 points of slashing.
That is going to be shit. I'm completely blanking on basic math.
Seven.
Yeah, 7 points of damage.
Woohoo!
All right. As Benson's going to retributive strike that.
Heck yep. Yeah.
And he has within reach.
Yes, it is, because I'm Big Benson.
Big Benson.
Oh, only a 22.
All right.
Shit roll.
Yeah, that is a miss. All right, so last two attacks.
This thing basically, being a tiny creature, is like has its claws in my like sternum and my spine, and it's just raking the shit out of me.
Yeah, yeah. You know the cat bunny kicks. Yeah.
It's right now trying to break your neck.
Because I'm literally restrained by this thing, so it has like half my body just in a vice grip, and it's just ripping me to pieces.
Just like a normal house cat.
Exactly. There's a good 27 on the third attack.
Yeah, that gets me still.
I'll still get you. It's going to be 18 points of slashing.
18. That's all right.
And the final attack here. 25.
That's exactly a hit because I'm restrained.
No way.
No. Oh my gosh.
Restrained makes me flat-footed, so otherwise it'd be...
No, oh, right, yep. Well, there it is. 21 points of slashing damage.
Helica. He needs a heal.
Helica, that heal?
Oh my god.
I'm fine.
Oh. Okay. All right,
I still have ferocity.
I know, right?
No, I just got more HP now.
Wow. True. But it doesn't help that you're restrained right now and this thing.
Yeah, I can't cast spells.
Mm. Yeah, hey, Tim, yeah. I know you were going to free me, but I think he might be a bit higher on the priority list.
Oh, yeah. Grimshaw knows where the damage comes from.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And that you're a big, strong boy and you can take care of yourself.
I'm a big boy.
Elkwood is also a big boy, and what do you do on your turn?
Seeing the utter carnage of these creatures. Kind of wish I could take these as an animal companion, but...
Mm.
So... See, again, this is the issue with these little creatures, is that after taking out that giant smelly asshole that we fought, again, this is like creatures. Like, you know, you went from slavers to these little critters and stuff, but seeing the damage these things... kind of changes his tune. He's just like, okay, we have to defend ourselves here, big time. He is going to... this one no longer is blind in front of him, I don't think, because at the end of its...
Yes. Yeah.
So he's going to take a two action to hurl the eclipse again. He's just all trying to keep this thing blind.
Yeah, why not, yeah. It's still frightened one, so
32 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yes.
17 points of damage. And it's not weak to cold iron.
Nope, not a fae. Okay. Or a demon.
All right. And for the hell of it, he's just going to hurl it again. I mean, it's agile, so.
Nice.
That's 18.
Damn.
That is a miss, yeah.
Unfortunate.
No.
Hey, it's not a one.
That's right. Close, but
so critical fail, so your the star knife goes spinning off into the distance.
The returning star knife does not return.
No, it's forever lost.
It returns to Desna takes it away.
Desna said, oh, I was looking for this. Thank you.
Fuck no, we need that. No,
let's be honest, Jake. It returned to monkey.
Alright, is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
Okay. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Alright, with old Kezikez kind of in a bad way, he is going to call out to Milani. He's like, Milani, free that spellcaster! And boop, you're just out.
Hooray!
Hooray! You magically rubber band out of the thing's claws.
I love Word of Freedom. Let me just read this. If you suppress the grab condition, the target automatically breaks free from any grab affecting it when you cast a spell. That's good. It feels really
free
good.
Free the spellcaster from the small
all right.
cat.
With how big of a deal grappling is in Pathfinder, that is one of the most overpowered things in the game.
It feels very good just go, you, out. Just get him out.
Well, thank you, friend.
All right, so the one that is... I don't have my cloak, so I'm not super fast. Have we gotten the sense that these babies have attacks of opportunity?
You have not seen them try to swipe at your knees or anything like that while walking.
Okay,
so.
Okay. I think what I'm thinking I can do is... I'm thinking I can go, like, here?
Where is here?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right, you can't see. My bad. to the north of the Orm Vorax that is right above Benson. That's where I'm thinking I can just go, because it's, like, a diagonal space I could just move through normally.
That's fine.
Okay. So I'm going to move there so that I'm flanking with Sir Benson. And I have one action left, which I'm going to use to strike with the Morning Star of Milani.
Alrighty.
And I'm going to crush this roll. Actually, I'm not going to crush this roll.
Okay.
With a 24.
Flat-footed, that is not a hit.
Dude, attack rolls are not with this character, man.
My little flower dice, because, you know, Milani's all about flowers and stuff, but...
Milani's all about flowers and shit,
but
man.
The dice just hate me.
She's about one flower for the symbolism, so...
Milani, right. Famously right, a flower it. Girl.
Okay, is that the end of your turn?
Yep.
Okay, so it comes to the Orm Vorax. This is the one that has been hit multiple times, and it's not doing too well. So it is going to take a step up, and it's going to flank Benson with the Orm Vorax that Grimshaw just tried to hit. So it's going for big stuff. It wants to see if it can take the big prey down.
It wants some of that thigh meat.
Yep. So it's going to go up and it's going to do a jaw attack on you. Let me see something. Okay, so... Yeah, that's that. And it has to be... good stuff. Okay. Alright, jaw attack. You are grabbed from this thing and flat-footed. Oh, natural 20. Never mind. Doesn't matter.
Oh my gosh.
Give me that crit card.
No.
Boo.
It's a piercing?
Yes. This is a jaw attack, so it's teeth.
Teepers.
Deep hurting. So you get him, I don't know, somewhere hurt, somewhere deep. The target is fatigued.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's rough, because that is a minus one to AC, and you cannot perform exploration activities until after you have a day's rest.
Well, that's brutal, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, critical damage coming out. It is going to be... Holy crap, what?
Is that good?
Nope, that is 50 points of damage.
It's not good.
Whoa.
Helica.
Bad news, guys. I just dropped out of 3 digits.
Oh, no.
Jake's face.
No, I hate it so much.
So, guys, I fucking hate you so much, piece of shit.
Jake had a big smile or whatever he was looking at. Then John said that, and he was just like,
Guys, I'm at 96 hit points. We have
Well, you know
go.
What? Jonathan, you can take 3 points of bleed, too.
Ouch.
Yeah, that really changed your tune there, huh?
You're right, I'm worried.
This one is also going to grab you then as its last action.
Can multiple things grab me?
Yeah. Of course.
Unfortunate.
It just disgusting. Means you need to escape from them individually.
Yes.
Oh, I hate that.
Hey, Timbo, don't you have a thing you can do?
It's out of range because he is 20 feet away from me.
Yep.
So I cannot.
Too bad.
I know. If I hadn't moved to get into flanking,
it just means
one of the downsides of being big. Easy to flank.
It just means Benson yep. needs to stand with his arms wide and just spin, and then these things will just fly.
I thought you. I'm only 10 feet away from you.
Yeah, but the opponent is 20 feet.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah,
big brain.
Yeah.
That's why you got the big brain, Tim.
Yep.
I like measured like 5 times. Like,
are you sure? Do I have the right? No, yeah.
Uh-huh. Can I do the math any other way? No, I can't. All right. Okay. So, Big Ben, son, it's your turn.
Okay. Big Benson is going to lay on hands himself. I mean,
Do
I need to do that?
Is that a manipulate action?
I have no idea.
you, the other champion, might know.
I don't think it is.
I feel like this I think we determined this does not have it.
Yes, I think so.
Yes,
we're good.
I can still attack normally, right?
Yeah, because you're not restrained.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to kill the one that just crit me.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I feel like that's a better use of my time than healing myself.
I agree.
Fuck you. Natural one.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
I do have a hero point. What do you guys think? What do you guys think?
Just because you're fatigued and clumsy right now. So...
I know.
And these things are dishing out damage like crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Alright, high risk, high reward.
I like this crit card.
37.
That is definitely going to be a hit.
20 points of damage.
Alright.
Second strike. Only a 22.
A miss.
And can I make a strength save to try to get this one off me?
It'll be in athletics, and it will incur map, so it'll be a minus 10 to the athletics check.
Fuck it. Let's try for the natural 20. Yep. 24.
24, that is a... Yeah, it's a fail.
I needed to kill that thing this turn.
Okay. You know what it reminds me of? I don't know how many of you guys have played Metal Gear Rising, but you fight a wolf panther-like creature. And and you pick it up by its head and you just stab it repeatedly in the stomach. It's a robot, by the way. It's not like it's an animal. Okay, so that was Vince's turn. So the Orym Vorax. So this is the one that grabbed you the first time directly to the north there, Benson.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to do something called gnaw metal. So it has its teeth in it has his teeth and claws in your armor and it's just tearing things. The Orym Vorax makes a jaw strike against a creature it has grabbed. If it hits, let me see if it hits. You are flanked and grabbed and all that. 41.
Yep, that's hits.
All right,
and yeah.
You are knocked prone. If small, medium, or smaller, so you don't have to worry about that.
Ooh, good.
So that's good. So that's being large right now really helped you there. If the target is wearing armor with hardness of 10 or lower, what's the hardness of your armor?
It's plus one. Should be pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, where the fuck is my shit?
It might be in. Probably gonna cut this out. We can't find it too fast. Full plate.
Full plate plus one. Price. Yeah. I don't see anything about.
No, that's fine. Hold on. I might be able to find it here. Hardness. Oh, this is zero. Yeah. That's not right.
Definitely has a hardness.
No, it definitely has it. Yeah.
This full plate.
Steel armor has a hardness of 9.
But if it's plus one, does that add the hardness? Add the hardness or no?
I don't know if it would, actually.
In 1E it did, but I don't know if it does in 2E.
Yeah, I don't know if it does that. Even so, if it adds a plus one to the hardness, it still says 10 or lower.
Let's see. There's... Hold on, 2 hardness. Does weapons increase? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Armor potency runes. Okay, here's what they do.
Interesting. The flex tax understanding
increases AC by 1.
Mm-hmm.
Which increase. It does not increase hardness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying as well.
It doesn't matter at this point, so. Yeah.
Okay. So. Alright, so it does not increase the hardness at all?
No.
Okay. If the target is wearing armor with hardness of 10 or lower, the armor becomes broken.
Oh!
So it just tears plate from you and just starts tearing bits off.
That does damage, right?
It will, yeah. If the strike breaks the creature's armor or damages a creature that is unarmored or wearing broken armor, target also takes... Why does it do that? 1d6 plus 2 bleed, 3 points of bleed, which I think is how much you had last time anyway.
Yeah.
So, does that. So, that was its non-metal attack. And then it'll do one more claw attack.
Alright, so hold on a second. Sorry, Jake. So, what? Did he take damage, or was it just gnawing on his armor that time?
The other will be damage. Hold on. Damage from the jaw strike, 22 points of piercing damage.
Alright, so I'm going to Liberating Step.
Okay.
So he gets 12 off of that, so it's only 10 points of damage, and now he can attempt an immediate escape check from the grab to the creature to the south. Is that the one that's doing this damage?
No, this is the one to the north.
Okay. Yeah, he only gets to attempt to break free from one of them, and that's the one that is doing this stuff.
Okay.
And what do I add to that roll?
It is your. You can do either your athletics or you can use your attack bonus.
Attack. That was an 18 on the die.
Okay.
So. 18 plus
19. It's
37. 37. That definitely beats his fortitude DC. So yeah. Okay, you're broken free.
You broke free and you can take a free step.
It doesn't matter. Well, okay. Yeah, it does. Okay. Because he's still within range, no matter what.
Still within range, but he's no longer grappled.
That's true.
By that thing too. So, question: if he does move 5 feet away from the other one grappling him, does the other one grappling him move with him?
I kind of picture like the little kitty on him.
Yeah.
But that's up to you because they do weigh 200 pounds. So maybe he's got his little paws dug in the ground.
Yeah, well, he's also small, while Benson is large. So,
yeah, that's true.
So yeah, he was definitely on Benson. He's almost dead anyway.
Can they
so.
Even grapple? Since Benson's so much bigger.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Isn't there something about grabbing above your size category or no?
I know that the size category matters. I think beyond large is where it gets tricky.
Does it have $10 fee?
I was about to say, for anything other than a Norm Vorax, I would make that argument, but this thing can definitely latch onto you.
Yeah.
No. For grapple, you have at least one hand free. Your target cannot be more than one size larger than you.
And they're small.
Oh. And they're small.
So there's been no grabbing that has happened, Benson.
Okay, so, well, then non-battle is null and void, it's then.
Null and void.
Oh, my goodness, that was huge. Kelly, I love it.
I hate it so much.
Did he have to grab him to do non-metal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. He did.
Yeah, he did. Man. Yeah.
That might have just saved my ass.
Broken arm would be a pain.
Yeah, broken arm would be a pain.
That means I'm not fatigued.
Dang it.
Oh, my gosh.
I hate this. It's really funny you guys don't look up rules when it might change the entire combat. In my paper.
I'm gonna give myself 30 hit points back.
I think you're.
Oh no, that was only the 10,
I believe, because that was a crit.
I'm so fatigued.
Yeah,
yes.
That was from.
Yeah. That was so a crit. There's just been no grappling. Okay, so well,
I feel like
all right.
I feel like we need to kind of make a line in the sand and not undo too much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Jake, what would you like to do? You're running the show.
I mean, I really like the idea of the Ouroboros on him.
Is it like a particularly is a particularly beefy Ouroboros that's just like almost into the medium category?
You know what's really funny is that these guys are elites. Ouroboros is would be mostly trivial for you guys otherwise.
I think
these Orm Voraxes are from Dagestan. They got the Khabib chops and really good at grappling.
Alright, so let's say you break the grapple. They cannot grapple you anymore. But
all right,
okay.
I think it's fair.
This fight's still going strong. Don't get me wrong. It's not like it's going to be a moot thing.
By the way, that was a solid Khabib joke that none of our audience will get. So sorry.
all right. So oh my god, where are we in this thing's turn? It got the one attack off, right? It got the one attack off that ripped his armor, and I think that was it. Did you take the 22 points of damage, Sean?
I took 10 points of damage.
Yeah, 10.
You took 10, okay. Because right, of
his armor
is... Because of liberating stuff. Okay,
well,
so...
Wait, Jake, I thought you were playing it from now on, he can't
yes,
grapple.
Yes,
so we're saying so armor
wait,
is broken.
Armor's broken, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So, John, do you know what that does?
Makes him mortal.
Nope, not at all. All
right, your armor is now at 18 hit points. It automatically breaks to its drops to its broken threshold. So it had 36 HP, it has 18 now.
Yeah.
And you take a -3 penalty to AC because it was heavy armor. That's it.
All right.
So you get the rest of your armor bonus, but you lose 3.
Yeah, broken sucks, but it's not debilitating. Okay. So it's going to do its last two attacks then on you.
I think his AC is almost like mine.
Oof. I know. Imagine a 25 doesn't hit you.
Still. Does not.
All right. Fair enough.
Goodness.
It can't do the it can't do the rapid rake because it no longer can grapple you. So, all right, Halika. Halika goes, oh no, dear Benson. And then he's going to cast a 2 heal on you.
What a boy, what a bro, what a pal.
2 action heal on you.
I never doubted him, he was always solid.
I never doubted this guy once.
I never want to kill him.
Alright, that is good. Why? Why would I ever do that? So there's going to be 43 points of
ooh,
hit points.
Music to my ears.
Heal back to you.
Wow.
And he goes, I'm all out of healing.
you do good. Back out.
he gave you guidance. I don't know if you used it, John.
I don't think it would have helped me in any of the roles recently.
Okay, gotcha. All right, then he will give guidance to. He saw Kezra get hit a few times, so he's going to give guidance to Kezra. I don't know if he can.
He's in range.
No, he's not in range. All right, he'll give guidance to Elkwood because Elkwood's in range.
Yay.
Kezra Diverjan.
Kezra saw these things really dip dive and dodge him a little bit, so he's gonna step away to the southish, away from them.
Okay.
And he's gonna cast fear again.
Okay.
So he grows tall and imposing, and they all roll will saves.
Gotcha. All right, so will save. This is the one that's clumsy, so this is the closest one to you. 31.
All right, regular success.
Regular success. Second one, so this is the one that's just to the... It's in between Benson and Grimshaw here. 31 again.
Frightened one.
And the last one, that he is still frightened one, so its saves are a little bit less. 32, somehow.
All right, frightened one.
Okay, jeez. So...
Are they like rolling well?
They're rolling incredibly. Yeah, that was really good rolls.
It's that elite template. Jeez.
All right, well, those guys' turn.
Yep. All right, so they're still a frightened one. Let's go ahead and get that onto them. Okay. Next up is top of the round. This is the Orinvorak. So this is the one that is clumsy. It is going to try and turn around and attack you, Grimshaw.
All right.
So it's going to make a you're right up on it. So it is going to strike out with its jaw. 38 to hit.
You said 38?
38.
Yes, that is a hit.
Okay. 20 points of piercing damage.
8 points of piercing damage.
Actually, 3 points of piercing damage.
Wait, what can you do?
I got stone skin.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what Jake goes.
You must hate us, Jake.
We have choose stone, and it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
38.
You're using Rake Retributive Strike on it?
Yep.
That'll be a hit.
Not a crit?
Oh, only 10 points of damage. Shit, roll.
10? Is that minimum?
pretty close.
Yeah,
actually,
that was 2 1s. That was minimum.
That was snake eyes. Right.
Get fucked, Benson.
Dude, your armor just got broken. So yeah,
I know. Hey, your armor and your heart are broken. Hmm. Okay, so that was the first attack. Mm-hmm. And then it is going to use a grab to grab you.
Oh shit!
And then it's going to non-metal on you because this one he can grab. So, still a map on this, but map, even with all that, in your grab, okay. 20 to hit, only a 20.
That is a miss.
Ooh, thank
a miss.
God,
we don't need 2 broken
all right.
Paladins.
Shout out to Kezra will be working overtime to fix all this stuff.
I make potions, not armor.
Stop making me work on your stupid shields and armor.
We'll learn quick, goddammit.
we literally need you. Okay.
Us two are literally the only reason you people are still alive.
Right. And Elkwood,
okay,
it is your turn.
I'm going to take one step action over here. Seeing Benson getting completely shredded by this little house cat compared to his size.
Tis but a flesh wound.
As his organs are leaking out of him a little bit. He's just going to stab. So he's flat-footed. He's in between here.
Yep. Yeah, he's flanked and frightened and everything else, so yeah.
That is a 30 to hit.
That's okay. A hit, buddy.
That is a 15 damage.
15 points of damage.
That thing's still up.
All right. Still up. It's holding on. Geez. But maybe not for the next attack, but it's holding on.
Six, okay, plus 16 to hit.
I love it when DMs are like, man, this thing's almost dead. It's got more than 50 hit points.
Jake does this.
It does it. I'll give you that. It does not have
Jake
that.
Jake does this a lot. So
I'm sorry if you guys can't finish the creature that I think you will.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Sorry about the elite template on this creature. 3 creatures that are known to terrify everybody.
This is actually something I've known a number of DMs to do. They're like, there was a chance, like this person 1v1ing this big bad monster enemy. There was a chance. It was slim. I was like, okay, 1 in 100 is not a slim chance, asshole.
20.
Our 5e DM has done it. I'm just letting that. That's how this works.
I did use the encounter builder, and no, it was not a terrible fight for you guys. So.
Oh, I'm not talking about this encounter. I just.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, sorry. So what was your last hit there?
That's a miss.
That is a miss.
And
yeah.
Last swing for the fences.
Wait, you stepped, didn't you?
Shit, I did. Okay.
You did. Oof. Okay.
You're hasted though, right?
I think so.
Oh yeah, you are.
We're forgetting all kinds of things.
Oh my
fight.
God, yeah. And on that one, 30 to hit.
30. God. That is the hit.
Oh, yeah. Juicy.
Take Hunter's Edge off. 10 points of damage.
It had 9 hit points left.
Yes.
Oh God, he stabs this little creature.
You stab it in its back, and it goes directly through its spine, and it just. Right. Okay. So the Ouroborax is dead now, and that's the end of your turn.
He's also wondering where the fuck Vamir is right now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But not
maybe,
salty.
Maybe we'll see. Maybe yeah. We'll see. Grimshaw, it's your turn.
Elkwood, where's your buff bird? We could really use his help right now.
He's waiting to cherry pick like he normally does.
Like he always does.
No, he's going to like reappear and like turn into a frock or something.
That would be
kind of
cool.
I'm a holy paladin
and that's still fucking dope.
Okay, go ahead and write that idea down.
I have a demon as my animal companion.
So Grimshaw is going to strike out at the one directly to the west of him that is clumsy and frightened. Yep. He's hoping that with those that stacked against him.
And I rolled another. This dice is going. This dice needs a timeout. I am done with this dice. It has rolled below 10 all night.
Oh, that dice is going to jail.
So, with my last two actions, I'm going to eschew using a dice, and I'm going to make Jake roll dice as I reach out my hand against this clumsy, frightened cat, and I'm going to chill touch it. So make me a fortitude save, which you're probably going to crit succeed.
It is their best. Yep. 39.
You're killing me, Jake.
I'm sorry,
You're
buddy.
Killing me.
Tim's in the background like,
So nothing happens.
Nothing happens. Okay.
Nothing happens.
All right. Okay. So that is your turn. Ouroborax, that is dead. And it comes to
give
your
him a nice pet.
Yeah.
Patted him on his head.
Here you go, buddy. It's okay. You don't have to kill everybody.
Who did it come to?
Maybe they just need pets.
Maybe they just need pets. Nobody ever asked. Vincent, it's your turn to pet the cat.
They don't need fucking pets. I'm going to attack the one Grimshaw was attacking, because that will give me the best chance to fucking destroy it. First attack. 35.
Yep, that is a hit.
This is another 10. I'm going to drive my fist directly through my monitor.
Nope.
21.
That's good.
Nice.
That was good.
That's
good.
Great.
Second attack. 33.
That's a hit, yeah.
20 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
And you know what? I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the heart of the cards. This next one's going to be a 20. No, 24. It's unfortunate.
24. Yeah, that's a miss.
Great swings,
yeah,
though.
Seriously.
Oh my gosh.
Really good swings.
Pretty solid.
Whew. Benson's pissed.
All right, so the now it comes to the Ouroborax's turn. So this is the one that has not been touched that much.
Yeah.
So this one sees... It's actually going to keep going at Benson. It's feeling pretty confident.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just like a house cat that you wrestle with your arm, and then he just tackles your arm.
Yeah, just,
like,
he just goes right for your hand.
Turns out the house cat can bench 300.
Also, the house cat's 200 pounds. It's...
Okay, you know what?
Terrifying.
It's got a... So it's strength mod, because on Foundry, it's a strength mod. Strength mod is +6. So, yeah.
What?
It's,
oh, my God.
Yeah, so it probably can bench that much.
I'm pretty sure that's more right, than so Benson. I mean,
hold on, let me check.
This cat's got anchor arms.
Right?
Anchor arms. That's not real strength, though.
It is going to... So it's going to do its jaw claw claw here on you, Benson. It can't grab you, so it can't do its rapid rake or anything like that that it relies on. Mm-hmm. But so just three straight attacks here. 25 miss. On the jaw. First claw attack, 37.
That'll hit.
That'll hit. Right. 26 points of slashing damage.
Oh no, liberating I'm step. Exactly at 100 health.
Actually, you get 12 hit points back because you got liberated.
This is so stupid.
And get you get liberated. A free step. You get a free step. If you want to step away from this cat and not even worry about that third action, you can
sure,
do that.
Sure, why not?
All right.
Then you have range.
Love that.
I'm large and in charge.
Okay. Then it'll, as you step away, it's just like, oh, and then it'll use its last... will it take a step up?
This is so fucking stupid.
So the Grimshaw's directly next to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not a petty DM. It will take a step up to Benson. Yeah, I could have been real.
You won't.
I thought about being really petty and making it use his last action to just swipe it. Swipe it.
I don't
Grimshaw's
think that'd
ankles.
Be a bad thing.
No, it wouldn't be a bad thing. You could do that. Bring the yeah. pain. I don't. I, you know how much damage I've taken this fight, Jake? Do you want to know?
Do I want to know?
I've taken 3 points of damage.
Oh,
all right.
Say
30
be petty.
Or three.
Hit me. Hit me.
It missed anyway. So yeah.
Oh.
A 20 total hit.
I low-key was kind of hoping you chose to attack Tim and hit so I could reach you straight.
Right?
I know.
I was hoping for that tip, actually.
All right.
This
Halleck
is a silly game. It's a silly, silly game.
It's like, have you ever had players that want to get hit?
I know, right?
When you roll against John, I was like, hit him, hit him, hit him.
I mean, I'm sure if you play a Zonguthon worshiper,
that's
you
true.
Would love to
that's
hit.
True.
Yeah, in a weird way, yeah. Okay, can it... oh, actually, he's got a touch, though. Okay, Halleka is going to... let me see if he can do it. What's the speed? Oh, he is going to come over to you, Benson. And he is going to cast Restoration on you.
Ooh.
Restoration.
Yes.
Because you're fatigued.
It's a 1 minute. Never mind. Can't do that.
Take I 1 minute, Halleka. You're fine.
Yeah.
54 more seconds. Round 48 more seconds.
Just hold it there. Just
I
hold it there.
I absolutely apologize. I took fatigued off and forgot to put it back on. I don't think it would have affected things too much, but...
I don't think so either.
Because it affects...
AC. Minus one to AC.
Yeah, but I would have been fine.
So you're at a cumulative minus four to your AC because you're broken armor and you have fatigue. So just keep that in mind.
I would have been fine.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so...
Definitely minus five because it's clumsy from enlarge.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably already factored.
That's already factored in, yeah. Okay. Halleka is going to stay back. He's going to stay like 10 feet behind Elkwood, though, just to kind of give him some space in between to, you know, give break line of sight with the Orin Vorax in case something happens. Kezra, it's your turn.
All right, Kezra's like, these things aren't so tough. And he steps up to it.
You're going to punch
That's
this guy.
That's a terrible idea, words. Kezra.
Summons his dragon claws.
He's got
a crackle with as I crackle with lightning, and he will take a swing.
All right, it is you're flanking with Grimshaw, so it's and it's clumsy and frightened and all that, so it's got some good negatives to its AC.
Elkwood Kesra's gone
31.
Crazy.
You said 31.
Yeah.
Yep. That'll hit.
Hey.
All right.
Roll some damage.
Uppercut this cat.
Wow.
Except that you're trying to punch a 200-pound creature, I mean.
Right.
I would uppercut a predator this big.
I want to punch a 200-pound right. brick.
That'll be 16 damage.
All right.
Solid. Nice.
Okay. Is that the end of your turn there?
Yeah. Okay. That was a step. Some claws attack.
Okay. It comes back to its turn, actually, the one that you just hit. It grappled you last time, Grimshaw. Did you get out of that by chance?
Mm-mm, I'm still in it.
Okay. So it's going to try to non-metal on you.
Oh, yeah. I probably should have tried to get out of that grapple, huh?
Yep.
Whoops.
I was checking because I was like, I feel like you would have, but...
Yeah, I guess we overlooked that.
Alright, so it just needs to make a jaw strike against a creature it has grabbed.
Right.
So that it's going to be... It's a natural 20.
Oh, no. Ooh. Come on.
Yeah, this is bad.
Oh, that's so bad.
So, it doesn't say... if the attack hits... So, you're prone for one.
I go prone?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, so you're prone. The target's wearing armor, it's broken, blah, blah, blah.
Casual.
It doesn't... Okay, so, alright, so yeah, so the damage still goes through on this. Okay, I was just making sure we didn't do that wrong last time, but yeah. Alright.
Is it a normal attack?
It's a natural attack, so...
Okay, so then you get a tenacious wound, normal damage, but the target can't heal this damage until it has rested for 8 hours.
Whoa.
So whatever damage he takes, you pretty much just have to keep that block.
Let's track it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So get your notepad out there, Tim.
Alrighty.
Alright, so normal damage you said, though.
Normal damage.
Okay. So 27 points of piercing damage.
Okay. Now, do my resistances and stuff apply as normal?
Yeah.
I will also retribute strike this.
Okay.
Okay.
So take all right. 12 so you off said the... you said 27 points of damage?
Correct.
Okay. So John's minusing 12. I'm minusing 5. So it's 17 off. So it's 10 points of persistent. Okay.
Correct.
Or not? I mean, not going
slightly
away.
Slightly permanent. For the
yeah.
Moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So let me go ahead and do the I don't know what your armor's hardness is or whatever.
It's,
but
I checked it. It's you break it.
Okay. All right. So you're broken. Yeah. So yeah. You're also going to take strength breaks a creature's armor, damages a creature that is unarmored or wearing broken armor. Okay. Also takes 1d6 plus 2 bleed. 5-7 points of bleed.
Oh.
Okay.
See, that's where Tim.
There is a.
God, that's when you say, wearing pure mithril plate.
I put the mithril axe in my chest piece. So that
honestly, if I had the cash when I created this character and I was able to spend the money on getting standard grade cold iron. Mm. It would have been hardness 11, and I would have been fine. But I have low grade.
Oh, jeez. Oh, so you went for the great value instead.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last time I go for that great value deal at Smith's R Us.
You bought your Harbor Freight instead of fucking Sears.
He got a coupon, so he's fine.
Okay, so that was that jaw strike. And then it is going to... It needs one action to continue holding the grab, so it's just going to do one claw attack on you. For the map, 26 to hit.
Okay, so 26. I have a minus 3 because it's broken. I'm prone, I'm grabbed. So yes, that is a hit.
That is a hit, all right. It's going to be 20 points of slashing damage.
15.
Damn. All right, and then it uses the last action to continue holding the grab.
Yeah.
That stone skin's pretty damn solid, I gotta say.
Yeah. Stone skin's OP. Yeah. Guard.
Shit. Yep. All right, Elkwood.
Okay.
It's your turn.
Seeing now Grimshaw getting... bodied by this house cat. he's going to take a step up and hunt prey and final action, just stab this 200-pound cat with his star knife.
All right. It is frightened and flanked right now, so...
I have a chance.
You got a chance. You've always had a chance.
Mm-hmm. The frightened should have fallen off after their turn.
Yeah, way. Yeah.
That's true.
Nope, that's a miss. That's a 4 on the die. So,
oh.
It's a 24 to hit.
You gotta do better, Elkwood.
Yeah. Oh, I am hasted. I keep forgetting.
Oh, yeah.
I keep forgetting. Let's see. Plus 16 to hit. 25 to hit.
What?
Nope. God.
Man.
And my heart wasn't in it, sorry.
No.
I don't really like...
I don't want to save Grimshaw.
I don't really like Grimshaw that much, actually.
I don't know him that well.
I kind of want to see Tim's next character.
I want to see Battlar, so...
Yeah, the War Priest.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that the end of your turn?
Yes.
Okay. Grimshaw, it's your turn. You are grappled and prone.
Yikes. The one that's grappling me, is that the one to the west?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, so, yep.
It's clumsy, but I'm on the ground. I just have to spend so many actions just, like, trying to regain my composure. But I feel like it's worth it because I'm flat-footed. So I am going to try to break out of the grapple. Let's try.
Alright.
And maybe 33?
That is a success.
Wow. Okay, so I break out of the grapple. Nice. One action.
Uh-huh.
And that's map, right, Kel?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Alright, so I'm no longer grabbed. I'm gonna stand up, second action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm feeling a lot better. I got one action left. I think I'm just going to strike out at the clumsy one, because I'm flanking and it's clumsy, so...
Yep.
You never know. You never know. And all my dice hate me tonight, so that's a miss. It's an 18. That's
okay. Yep, that's a complete whiff, actually.
I can't do anything.
Okay.
How much bleed do I take because it's my turn? It's 1d6 plus 2, you said?
Yes.
So
it is going to be 6 on the die for 8.
Oh, okay. And then I'm going to try to do... I'm going to do my recovery check.
Yep.
Hit that 15. Watch it. 17. All right.
Look at that. Look.
You know, it's the only reason why I hit it is because I started using my Greenleaf Geek Perhedrals dice set. If you use Dragon Punch Squad at checkout, you get 10% off and you support the pod. Go check them out.
And you can stop your character from bleeding.
Yay. Actually says that in the description of all the dice.
It does, yeah, yes.
Probably. Probably somewhere.
probably yes.
Probably, yeah.
Asterix.
Asterix, yeah,
probably not.
This is a Gene Goblin. The statements said by the players in this podcast don't reflect the legal view.
gonna fire Gene Goblin for ruining the bit. Bent is your turn.
Okay. Guess I'll swing for the one to the west of Grimshaw.
Yeah.
27. If only it was flat-footed to you.
29.
Oh, yeah. That is a hit.
Hey, let's go.
Hey.
19 Ooh. Points of damage.
Nice.
Ooh, goodness. Okay.
How's it looking? Just curious.
It's really bad, actually.
So it has 50 HP left. Got it.
No, it doesn't have 50 HP.
I don't know what to do here because I literally have to roll a natural 20 to hit with this last strike.
Did you already try to intimidate this one, or did you intimidate the other one?
Neither one of them are frightened. Oh, yeah, but you can only do it once.
Yeah.
I honestly...
I think he intimidated the one to the south. So
I believe so. So go
ahead.
I'll make
an intimidation roll here.
Yeah. So yell at this house cat.
Hey, stop it!
Get off the counter. Off him.
But he just, like, he just barks like a dog.
No fucking way. It's natural 17 on the die for a 37.
Nice.
37. Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes. Yeah, that's it. That's one away from a crit, unfortunately. Oh.
I'll still take it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. All right, I'll put Frank back on this thing.
Spencer just goes, ooh,
get you. Spend all this arm so, right now.
You'll never be a dancer on Broadway.
Put that armor down. Okay, so the Aurum Forex, then. This is the one that is still has not been touched, unfortunately.
This fight is such a pain in the ass.
I thought you said it wasn't hit a lot.
No, I mean,
once again,
by
Jake.
A lot, I mean not at all.
it's been hit with 11 hit points.
Mild so inconvenience. It is,
not that much right now. So it's got Grimshaw in front of it. His buddy is working on that though, so I think he's going to turn around and he's going to try to hit Elkwood. Okay, so it's going to. Also, you still have armor. You still have that TCTC armor on.
I have the leather armor, so it's not metal.
Ah! Wait, does it say?
I'm pretty sure that makes a big difference. It's metal armor.
The strike break. Target is wearing armor with hardness of 10 or lower. The armor becomes broken.
That's freaking stupid.
Oh.
Alright.
That's just breaking people's armor off.
Yeah, it says null metal, but it's just like any armor will do.
So if your entire party has armor, you're fucked with this encounter.
Except
Kazra. Yeah, except
Kazra. Yeah. I don't think you can tear off mage armor.
Give me that.
Not with that attitude. Mm.
It tastes like the arcane. It's going to be a 37 to hit.
Not a crit.
The best part of waking up is mage armor in your gun.
This is 25 points of piercing damage.
Okay. Well, I reckon you'd strike that.
Actually.
Jesus.
That is obnoxious.
You first.
I just wanted to, you know, my phone is over there charging. I was going to take a quick picture. I rolled a physical die. That was a natural 20.
That's
20. That's 12 points
off,
right?
Let's go, baby! It's 24 points off, actually, but we'll get to that.
I took one damage, alright.
You took 1 point of damage, but there's a crit on the field, so let's see what happens.
Oh my god, this is interesting. Okay. Lean into the blow.
Okay.
So you swing so hard, you actually end up dropping your weapon, but you do triple damage.
Oh my god.
Holy crap.
So you, like, swing
so hard.
Yeah. Oh, you, like, leave this thing in half and then throw your so hard it flies out of your hands.
Swing.
Okay, hold on.
That's why you have two swords. God.
Yeah, right.
Man, that's another triple damage that Benson's
got. Nah, we lost that episode, though.
Oh, was that in that one?
Yeah, it was.
Lost episodes.
Okay. 2d8 plus 8. Yeah, I'm so bad at math.
Just tell the numbers. I got you, John.
200 damage.
18 times 3.
Whoa, it's 36. 54 points of damage.
Just brought that hammer down.
Oh my gosh.
And it's flat-footed.
And it's
flat-footed.
And I get a step.
And it's
I brought the might of Zeus down upon its head.
And yes, Elkwood, you will get a step from Grimshaw's.
This is so stupid. Having two champions in a party is fucking stupid.
So Elkwood, you took a step away from the cat.
Yes, he did.
Alright, so it will not get to grab you.
Wow.
In which case, it will take a step up and try to bite you again. So this is with map. Actually, you know what? It's just going to... No, actually, the claw is grabbed, too. So it's just going to do a claw attack. Get rid of Kane out of the map. 24 to hit. That's I imagine is a miss.
Okay. Man, just totally nullified the entire turn and 4 points of damage on it.
I know, right?
I'm supposed to like this thing was like
stop.
This thing was like, I'm going to attack Elkwood, and both Grimshaw and Benson were like, that's not scientifically possible.
Oh, God.
All right, it comes to Halika's turn. Halika is just like,
oh, no, Elkwood. Oh, you're fine. Okay.
What? Just kind of get confused because I feel like I was going to get hit for a lot harder, and I'm like, wait, what?
Oh. My sweet little Kezri. Elkwood, nothing hurt you.
The creatures hurt me.
Kezri, it's your turn.
Kezri, just looking down at his blue claws, he's just feeling stronger and more connected to his bloodline than ever. He is going to reach out to strike again.
Alright.
Ooh, okay, that's going to be a 29.
That is a hit.
Alright. Okay, Alright, only 14 damage that time.
Okay.
And then I'm going to, with my second strike, cast True Strike.
Yes.
Going for the math on this one.
There you go.
I feel like 14 damage for a sorcerer doing melee attacks is still pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, having that lightning damage is nice. Ooh, okay, I rolled a 19. So
let's go. Let's go.
Ooh.
That'll be 31 to hit.
Oh, that's a hit. Yeah.
Or actually 32. Because it's agile.
Yep.
That changes everything.
Still regular, though.
Dude, your light correction's like a fucking disco going off.
That's what I keep thinking. I'm like, he has mood lighting or something going on.
Right.
I also want to point out, Kelly's wearing a cool little like red beanie, and he looks like Willem Dafoe from Lighthouse.
Oh, yeah.
I know. or like... the whole cast of Life Aquatic.
Or White
Dude.
I would say probably it's Life Aquatic instead of the Lighthouse.
Alright, that attack is going to be 19.
19 points of damage.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay.
Is it dead? Is it almost dead, Jake?
Yeah, it's not. Maybe one more hit? More hit should do it.
Probably has 25 more HP.
Ugh. Nope, it doesn't have that. You see, I leave it open because it could have more, but I just see it does not have 25. Alright. It is the clumsy Ouroboros' turn.
That's rude.
That's against its self-confidence, man. You're gonna hurt its feelings.
It's clumsy.
This dumb, clumsy, incapable Ouroboros. Its turn comes up. It is going to turn around and go right into it onto Kezra.
No. Unfortunately, I can't do anything about these attacks, so...
I know.
Yep. So is it... Oh, does it want to do a grapple attempt again? Do that same jam? Kind of feeling like it. So it's going to turn around and try to pounce on you there, Kezra. So it's going to be a 25 to grapple you.
Oh my god, that's huge. That's so huge.
Wow.
Oh
okay.
My gosh.
In which case, it is not going to be able to get his rapid break off, so it's just going to go into the regular attacks. So, two claw attacks on you then. See what it can get off here. 21, which is a miss.
Damn.
And a 21 again on the last attack, so.
If this was
okay, the likelihood of this thing not hitting Kezra is astronomically low.
Hey, yeah. You guys are sleeping on Kezra. He's catching up on the beefiness.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not disrespecting the beef, but your AC is not a paladin.
No.
I know Kelly said
good. Never disrespect the beef.
Yeah, Kelly said that, and they were like, "No, we're not talking about this beef. We're talking about the AC." Okay.
I want to talk more about Kelly's beef.
Kezra's definitely a meat cake.
Because see, that's the thing. He's not wearing armor, so these Ouroboroses, like, they could just chop right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get right to the meat.
It's a meat buffet in there.
Elkwood. Elkwood is your
turn. Okay, he's going to take a elf step to get away from this. And then he's going to take a two action and hurl this thing. Hurl the eclipse, because it's probably the best thing right now.
Yep.
I love that ancestry.
It's so good. Step.
Like a 10-foot step, basically. So awesome. It's great. And that is a... God damn it. 32 again.
Yeah, it's a hit.
It's just like... It's like 30, 32, 31. Like, it's like I'm just rolling in that range.
It's a good range to be rolling.
It's true. 13 points of damage.
Okay.
And I get one more action because I am hasted.
Yep.
Nope. 21.
21. Nope. That is it's a miss. Okay. Grimshaw.
I'm trying to figure out. Maybe we've already clarified this.
What?
But for flanking a creature, does John just have to be threatening them in order for it to be a flank? So if I was on the opposite side of the Ouroboros...
No, you're not flanking with Benson.
Yeah. So you'd have to be right up. Here is not a flank.
No, that'd be a flank.
Oh, yes.
That would be a flank.
You were looking at a different Ouroboros. So, yeah, so the Benson is 10 feet away... horizontally, or on the x-axis, I should say, from the Ouroboros. Yes. If you get on the other side of the Ouroboros, you will flank with Benson.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, cool. Okay.
It does not need to be adjacent.
Right. No. Okay. Nice. I'm going to use
I think the text is just like threatening with a melee weapon.
That's what I was reading. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to strike out against the Ouroboros right next to me, directly to the west. And finally, that is a 37.
Let's go.
37. That is good. That's going to be a critical hit because you're flanking.
Let's go kill this thing. Crush this little kitty.
Oh my gosh.
Remember, it's almost dead.
Finally. That's right. And I am my death drinking rune activates on the Morningstar Milani, doing extra damage. Oh my gosh.
Let's go.
So much damage.
Come on. Give it to me. Give me the good sauce.
44 points of damage.
It had 11 left, so I would like you to please describe your kill on this Ouroboros.
Oh, this is so good. This is so good. So the Morningstar Milani just gets that necrotic glow about it because it senses that this creature is near death. And as Grimshaw strikes into it, you see the life forces of the Ouroboros just like radiate from like its body, suck into the mace, and then you see Grimshaw, like his hand grips on the mace, and it looks like kind of electricity is flowing through his body as I'm going to activate the death drinking reaction for the Morningstar Milani. So that means that I'm going to get a plus one item bonus to attack and damage rolls for 10 minutes.
Damn, okay.
And it is dead. And I'm going to do a reversing charge, get into flanking, strike, and then pop back.
Okay.
So
let's go. You can just do that whenever you want.
I can do it as many times per day as I want.
It's a two action.
You pick some broken ass shit.
And I rolled a 5, so that's a miss.
That's a miss.
And I go pop right back where I was.
You go snapping back.
Why'd you even care about flanking with Benson if you're going to do that?
Well, I wanted the flanking because of the flanking bonus.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Benson, it is your turn.
So Benson picks up his sword, because he was forced to drop it for triple damage, which was badass as fuck.
Worse.
Just super awesome. And so he's like going...
Picks it up off the ground, just points it at it again. He's like, going to kill you.
I'll do it again.
Actually, yeah, I don't think I've intimidated this one.
Wow. No, you did. You did at the beginning.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then I will simply...
You pick the sword out of its back.
Simply... Yeah, just picking it right up. Oh, sorry, that was your spleen. 14 on the die for 33.
As a hit, my friend.
Oh, only 16 points of damage. Pretty low roll.
Okay.
Still good. And final one just for the fuck of it. That's a 3. It's a miss.
Miss. Okay.
Oh, shit. I shouldn't have done that. The dice is rolled, but I should have moved. This thing's probably going to go after Elkwood. Damn it.
I mean, it's hard to say. It could either take two... Well, I guess one move action.
It'll take one move action, or it can... Like, three people just hit it.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's surrounded right now, so it's got some options. All right, so is that the end of your turn?
That is the end of my turn, because I had to pick my weapon up.
Oh, right, yep. Okay, so the Orm Vorax, as I said, is surrounded, and it looks back and forth and sees its dead brethren and sisterin, and just goes... Wow! And takes running off into the woods.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Let's chase it.
Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here.
It has a speed of 35. So
oh, wow. Unless, oh, my gosh.
That's more than double mine.
If you guys want to pursue it, that's up to you. But otherwise, I will say that it has run off into the woods, and you guys are out of combat.
This encounter is over. God.
This encounter fucking sucked. That was such an intense down.
I enjoyed it.
No, it was really, it was really fun.
Oh, it was very back and forth, but I just lost Jake.
It was on the knife's edge because if we didn't keep dodging and diving, like if one of those things pinned one of us down, it was really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys have defeated the Ornvorexes and have freed the barn so that way they can come back and retrieve all the supplies and unfortunately some of the livestock that has been killed. They can come and get what they need from that. But you guys can make your way back to the town of Rustbucket Town, the farm of Rustbucket Farm.
You get some Hick Smith or something that can repair the armor that got broken.
Yeah,
Kezra can do that.
Helica can also do that. He does have mending that he can cast. So yeah. So if you guys want to rest, then Helica can prefer just a bunch of mending for
Helica,
you guys.
Helica, best NPC ever. Never doubted him.
Helica MVP.
MVP Helica. When you guys get back, you see what appears to be the one farmer that you guys had encountered, the one that had the thing stuffed up his nose. You didn't get his name, but he and what you would assume to be his brother, as they look quite similar, they're standing on the edge of one of the buildings, and they're looking out to the creature that you guys had killed earlier, the Cataplebus. Mm. And they're both looking around at like two Looney Tunes characters, and they're both just like... Like, holy shit! Oh my god, that thing's huge. And when you walk up, you can't see what they're looking at, but you know that they're looking in that direction.
That thing is huge. They look at the Cataplebus corpse.
You guys want to walk around and see what they're looking
at?
As we go up, I'm gonna be like, we took care of those creatures that were in the barn. It's liberated now. Could say that my work here is done.
I've liberated the hell out of that barn.
I liberated the barn.
Liberated.
So you go up and say that to them, and they're like, thanks, but what about that thing? And as you guys turn the corner, you see a very large vulture eating, devouring, and peeling parts off of this Cataplebus. And Elkwood, you recognize this to be a large Vamir.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Kill it!
God.
Kill it!
Good! Charge!
I'll see you guys next time.
Hey. Oh, my God.
Hello there. This is Mark from the Dragon Punch Squad, here to let you in on a deal going on for all you loyal listeners out there. Greenleaf Geek is an excellent crafter within your favorite polyhedral shapes, and if you use the code DRAGONPUNCHSQUAD, you get 10% off your next order of dice. A variety to choose from, with crisp edges and some fun ones like their perihedral shapes with that have little cats in the middle, or the Barbenheimer set. Again, use Dragon Punch Squad during checkout for 10% off. See you next time.